This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Amid the coronavirus pandemic, British pubs are reopening today in an effort to give people the idea things are returning to some kind of normal. In South Africa, the pandemic is accelerating with a new daily high of COVID-19 cases, 9,000 in the latest count. More on the virus numbers later in the program. This is Independence Day in the United States, and the morning after President Donald Trump spoke at the iconic Mount Rushmore Memorial in South Dakota. It was a direct, fiery appeal to his political base, 4 months before Election Day and at a time when he is doing poorly in the polls. Mr. Trump accused racial equality protesters of engaging in what he called a merciless campaign to wipe out our history. Speaking at an event that resembled a campaign rally, the president used a discordant tone to a broader electorate battered by a pandemic and wounded by racial injustice following the high-profile killings of black people at the hands of police. He described the need to protect monuments and statues, some of which honor historic figures who benefited from slavery. The president said there is a movement openly attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore. Granite sculptures there honor George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. Protesters have desecrated some statues while also aiming their anger at the use of Confederate generals' names for U.S. military installations, given that they led Southern troops in a civil war that sought to protect slavery. Statues honoring their memories are being removed from prominent places in some American cities on directives from local governments. The president charged that some on the political left, in his words, hope to defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. He added, "We will not be intimidated by those he called bad, evil people." The Friday night event came against the backdrop of a pandemic that's killed close to 130,000 people in the United States. The case count is approaching 2.8 million. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News.